Masechet Menachot Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. A mincha that was brought had to be of very pure and fine flour, where all the impurities or anything else that was mixed in had to be removed. In order to do that, they would have to sift the flour that they had many times until everything was eventually discovered and taken out. Every time that they sifted flour, some of the flour that they had decreased. Not only was the bad stuff eliminated, but some of the flour that's acceptable also, just by means of sifting over and over again, got lost. So therefore, they had to start the production with a large amount of a grain, more than was needed for the mincha, because they had to account for all the loss that was going to happen through the sifting. So here we'll talk about how much produce was used when they were trying to produce the menachot. Mishnah says, Ha'omer hayama isaron mishalosh se'in. The omer mincha, which consists of an isaron of fine barley flour, was sifted from 3 se'ah of fresh barley. 3 se'ah of fresh barley is a total of 10 isaron. Since barley had a tremendous amount of the shells and the chaff that was there, a lot of barley was needed in order to produce 1 isaron. So they started off with 10 isaron, and through the sifting back and forth till all the impurities were removed, they got finally there till 1 isaron. Shetei alechem shene isaronim mishalosh se'in. Shetei alechem, which consisted of 2 loaves, and each one of them had in its own isaron. So 2 isaron total of wheat flour, and it was sifted from 3 se'ah of fresh wheat. So wheat does have chaff and shells that are with it, but not as much as the barley. So 2 isaron of fine wheat could be produced from 3 se'ah, which is 10 isaron. So we said before, when it came to the barley, 10 isaron, which is the 3 se'ah, created 1 isaron of the barley flour. Here, 10 isaron created 2 isaron of fine wheat flour. Then lastly, the lechem apanim, esrim ve'arba'a esronim, consisted of 24 isaron of fine wheat flour. The person here would use me'esrim ve'arba'a se'in. He would use 24 se'ah of old wheat. That's how he would get the fine wheat flour over here. So basically, in order to produce 24 esronim, he needed to start with 24 se'ah. So that's a 3x multiple. So in each se'ah, there are 3 esronim. So to create 24 esronim, you needed 24 se'ah. So that's basically 72 esronim of flour here to create the 24. Just to review, in the first case, you needed a 10-time multiple, 3 se'ah, which is 10 isaron of grain, in order to create 1 isaron of barley flour, so that's a 10x. The second case, which we spoke about, the shtei alechem, you needed a 5x. The shtei alechem were 2 isronim, and you needed 3 se'ah to create that. So 3 se'ah, which is also 10 isaron, is creates 2 isaron. So that's a 5-time multiple. And here, lastly, the esrim ve'arba esronim, the 24 isaron of the fine wheat flour that was needed for the lechem apanim, you needed 24 se'ah, which is 72 isaron. So it's a 3x multiple. So old wheat has barely any chaff, much less chaff than fresh wheat. So a single isaron of fine flour could be produced from 1 se'ah of old wheat, which is 3 times, and eventually 3x created that one.